This is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. The Sky Guide 2020 is out, and this is the finest publication you can ever buy on local astronomy. Most astronomical books and articles are all about the Northern Hemisphere, and things are different down here in the South. As many of you know, many facets of the night sky change each year, so this book details all those changes month by month, what meteor showers are visible here and what the planets are up to. So the Sky Guide Africa South is completely orientated towards our needs here in the Southern Hemisphere and is a wonderful companion for anyone, professional, amateur or the merely curious, who wants to get closer to our night skies. I would not be without my copy every year. It's published by Strake Nature and retails for about 145 rand at many bookshops and online. Other local news, there will be a transit of Mercury on Monday the 11th of November, and you can take a peek yourself by looking at it through special solar telescopes which members of the Astronomy Society will bring to Eden Café on Blaubergstrand. The transit begins at 2:30 in the afternoon and continues with Mercury being in the centre of the Sun by 5:15 and departing during sunset at around 7:20. You may think, so what, a little black dot traversing the Sun? Why is that at all interesting? Well, actually, when you see it for your very self, it is quite moving, as you realise viscerally that all that astronomy stuff is not just in textbooks and radio shows, but is actually real. Transits have been used for many scientific purposes, such as measuring distances and masses of objects, but we're just going to look for the fun of it on Monday. A reminder that this broadcast is also podcasted on www.fmr.co.za/looking-up. So there's a dash between the looking and the up, so you can listen anytime for these details. I'll just go to the FMR website and you'll probably find it quite easily. There are many mysteries in space, one of them being, why is Neptune, which is further away from the Sun than Uranus, about the same temperature? It ought to be a lot colder, but it isn't. How can this be? Well, it's not the sort of question you may ask yourself, but some scientists have been pondering this and have come up with suggestions. Neptune also has the strongest winds of any planetary body in our solar system that we know of, at 2,500 kilometers per hour. When Voyager 2 reached Neptune in 1989, just 12 years after setting off on its historic journey through the solar system, it discovered 6 new moons, took the first images of the planet's rings, and noted a particularly violent storm. The storm was something of a surprise. In the southern hemisphere, there's a swirling counterclockwise wind of 2,414 kilometers per hour, the strongest ever recorded. Computer simulations suggest that the winds of the ice giants are confined to shallow depths in the upper layers of their atmospheres. And it could also be that when we measure winds on Neptune, we look at one specific altitude, and the winds at other altitudes may be slower or even faster, but we don't know because we've never dropped probes into the atmospheres of most of the outer planets. The simplest explanation is that Neptune is a younger planet. How much heat a planet radiates depends mostly on how old it is and how quickly or slowly it releases its heat, says Amy Simon, a NASA senior. An older planet would be colder. How quickly planets release depends on the interior structure and composition, cloud layers, convection and so on, and it can all get rather complicated. And Uranus is the one that's out of place. Yet that unusual result is associated with the fact that Uranus does not have a significant internal heat source. Neptune is somehow finding a way to warm itself up to the level of Uranus, while Uranus is unable to generate any extra heat other than that gleaned from the Sun. So there's the anomaly. You see, Neptune is a little bit warmer than we expect it to be. So again, on Monday 11th at the Eden Café, there's going to be a viewing of the transit of Mercury from 2:30 onwards, and hope to see you there. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.